Cybercrime Wire Weekly Roundup is brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Here are this week's top cybercrime stories. The Record reports Crinetics Pharmaceuticals is investigating a cyber attack after a Lockbit posting. The gang demanded $4 million ransom and set a deadline for March 23rd. Crinetics did not respond to questions about whether they were dealing with a ransomware attack. The Jewish News Syndicate reports that hackers claim to have breached Israel's Dimona nuclear facility. I-24 reports that the hacker group claims to have stolen 7 gigabytes of data, as well as deleting some of the data, and that the attacks aim to support the Palestinians amid the ongoing war in Gaza. HackRead reports that software documentation platform Mintlify confirms a data breach. The company reaches more than 4 million developers. San Francisco-based Mintlify assists developers in creating software documentation by requesting access to customers' GitHub repositories, including fintech, database, and AI startups. New Zealand media company breach. Hackers email victims demanding ransom, as reported by RNZ. The hackers are demanding a ransom of $500 in cryptocurrency from at least one of the victims and potentially hundreds of others. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. This weekly roundup of the Cybercrime Wire is brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine, page one for the cybersecurity industry at cybercrimemagazine.com. For more breaking news, visit cybercrimewire.com.